Heartbreak is not black and white. Heartbreak is the moments when you realize that the things you've waited on or nourished or been growing, that those seeds do not bloom. Heartbreak is the letdown of realizing you're not who you thought you were, or you're not as far ahead as you thought you were. Heartbreak are the moments when you sit and you realize and you allow yourself to see and feel just how deeply and just how truly you care. Hey, sensitive dreamers, this is Leela, a musical podcast all about believing in your dreams. And I'm your host, Lalita. If you haven't had a chance yet, I highly encourage you to leave a 5-star review on your platform of choice. This lets me know that you are loving the content, and it helps me create even better content and better stories moving forward. So without further ado, let's dive in. Yo, what's good, my people? We are here with another episode of Leela. This is the ghetto version, because if you're watching it, you are going to see a big white board behind me. This is me trying to protect my privacy, but really just we here to teach you things. One of the things that I'm finding particularly challenging as we're endeavoring to do this new version of Leela, at least I'm trying it out to bring myself up on camera, is that I find that my energy goes from being internal and reflective to bring you wisdom to being a bit more showy. And all of a sudden I feel like I need to show up looking a certain way because I got big earrings. And you know, I'm just looking at myself doing it. So let's just, like I tell all my clients and students, this is permiso to be really bad. I can be so bad. I mean, obviously this is already kind of bad because we got like this big, what is this thing in the background? Nobody even knows what the hell this is. This is some crazy shit. Thank y'all for listening to Leela, for real. We have passed the 1,000 download mark, which means y'all are listening to this, you're sharing this. We have listeners from all over the world. So if you haven't yet subscribed, leave a 5-star review. And more than anything, share this with the people that you feel it would benefit. Share it with your homies. Share it with your moms. Share it with the people you care about. Because living your dreams, and really dream to me, is dreams are like the breadcrumbs and the directions to living your purpose. We might even dive into that today in story time. And the interesting piece is because now I'm doing this on camera and because you get to see my pretty face. Let's just be real. That's like a really big benefit. You can see my pretty face, which means you should be paying me at least $500 every time you download this, okay? So send me the money, Venmo. Hello. I am Lalita. Send me Venmo. Now that y'all can see my face, you know, it shifts the dynamic for me a bit because I got this big mic in front of my face. I got this whiteboard that doesn't really fit the screen, and that's okay because progress, not perfection, right? And then I have the seriousness and the weight of the thing that I want to talk about today that's so important. No, I didn't. What are we talking about today? We're talking about a few different things. One is thanking y'all for listening. Check this out on YouTube if you would like to see the video. And thank you for your support as I grow into my own dharma of teaching. And the second piece that I'd like to speak on, which is really the bread and butter of today's episode, is the silent killer of dreams. Wah, 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 wah. Lalita, what are you talking about? What do you mean the silent killer? Well, I'm talking about the silent killer, which is, wait for it, heartbreak. Wah, wah. Heartbreak is a bitch. For real, heartbreak has been one of the biggest catalysts in my life for the biggest growth, but then equally so, one of the most difficult things to overcome. And we think of heartbreak, I feel, in terms of the movies and what we see on TV and remembering our first crush. And people minimize heartbreak, not understanding that heartbreak can come in multiple forms. And for you, my people, my highly sensitive people with a purpose, heartbreak's on some other level, okay? We can feel the heartbreak from our dreams, basic dreams not coming true. Think about how much effort and faith it can take for a person to even believe in their dream, to believe the faith and the trust that it takes for someone to believe in the thing that they're being guided to, and learning their own language of dreams. And then they go off into the distance, don't they? Riding off into the sunset. And somebody comes with a big gun and shoots you in the face. That is not very nice. That's not nice. And heartbreak can feel like one of the most horrific things. Heartbreak is real. In Japan, there is a word for dying from heartbreak. Death by heartbreak. Not death by cancer. Death by having your head chopped off. No, death by heartbreak. And for you, for those of you that feel deeply, for those of you that have the gift of empathy, of compassion, and let me rephrase that, the gifts of empathy, of compassion. This world wasn't made structurally for people like us. Okay, let me be clear about that. The values, the way that things are positioned for being desirable, the people who feel a lot, we kind of get a bad rap, like, she's always crying, she's too sensitive, they're too much, they don't understand. No. Let me put it like this, you don't understand. I'm gonna give you a really beautiful example. Everyone pause. I'm out in the street, right? And I'm walking like this, because this is frequently how I walk. When I'm walking down the street, you gotta have swag. If you don't have swag, you ain't got shit. So I'm walking down the street, and it's me and a few friends. I got cool friends, so they're doing their own walk, and they're like walking like this, right? Because this is how they walk. And so it looked kind of like this, a little bit like this. And for those of you that are just listening in, picture like this amazing Michael Jackson-esque kind of dance, because that's how I dance. So walking down the street, and all of a sudden we see this bird. And this bird like flies by and it's like, whoo, whoo, whoo. I'm like, oh my God, look at that bird. Now, people look at the bird and my friend's like, that's a robin. Other person's like, that's a bird. I don't know what kind it is. Doesn't matter to me. But I look at that bird and I'm able to see the color of its wings, the structure of its wings. I can tell what kind of bird that is. I can see, even just energetically, that the bird's recently eaten. I can see within that bird, the clouds, the sun, the birds that came from before that bird, the birds that are going to come after. I can see the joy in flight and the symbolism for what that bird means in my own life, that it's passing me in this exact moment. And when I look really deeply, I can see that the bird is sick. Now, for those of you who've been listening to this show, you may know I was born a bird whisperer, an animal whisperer. Injured birds frequently are finding me. I've saved many in my life. And it's must have been something I agreed to do because they know to show up all injured and wild-like whenever I'm around. Now, my friends look at me, the ones that were walking like, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, boom, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. And I'm like, that bird's sick because I can see that it has like a kind of like a brokenness going on in it. And they're like, you're stupid. I can't see that, so it must not be real. Let me say that again. My friends say, I cannot see that, so it must not be real. Highly sensitive people on this podcast, okay? You have many gifts in your life. You're walking around. You see things and people try to invalidate you about the realness of what you see or experience. Just because I got microscopes for eyes, and you got some BS glasses from 1921 that are broken, that does not mean that your sight or lack thereof invalidates our ability, my ability to see, my ability to feel, my ability to know exactly WTF, what I'm looking at and what that means. Now, I don't say that without humility, but I say that with assertion of trust yourself. So when we go back to the beginning of this podcast, and we're talking about, heartbreak. We can often feel like we don't even have the right to feel heartbroken. We don't even feel like we have the right to feel like Well, it was only just a few months, or a few years, or a few days, or a few minutes. But the depth that we're able to see and feel, what might take someone 7 years to experience, see, understand, and it takes you 7 minutes. And you, as someone who deeply cares, understands this. And you feel love, and you feel companionship, and you feel a camaraderie to whatever it is, the animal that you're saving, the dream and the vision that you've created in your mind and in your heart that you're committed to building in the world, because you know that you are here with a purpose and that that guides everything you do. Come on now. To feel that openly and to have that rupture. Now, I can say in my own life that heartbreak has been the invisible or silent killer and catalyst for so many things. For so many things. And I'm here to tell you today to not minimize all the different heartbreaks in your life and to acknowledge those cracks. And to also offer up the insight around how to better protect yourself from unnecessary heartbreak. Because for big feelers like us, for big people who are able to see and sense the world, it's such a gift. It's such a gift, right? To be able to sense in that way, see in that way, give in that way. And that's a gift. And gifts get to be honored and protected. Now, I didn't understand that growing up. I didn't understand that from a dream perspective. Because if we leave ourselves open to unconditional trust in all things, allowing ourselves to, and there's a difference between the heartbreak that comes from loving from a centered place, a whole place, and the loving and the heartbreak that comes from leaning in. The loving and the heartbreak that comes from overgiving, which is so common to so many people in this space, not understanding reciprocity. And then when we look out at the landscape of our lives and we see the deep imbalances, and we wonder, how did we arrive here yet again? And the heartbreak that comes from even that acknowledgement. Heartbreak is not just when someone steps to you and says, I don't love you anymore. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to marry you. That's one version of heartbreak. Or there's other heartbreaks where it's like, you a skanky hoe. I ain't gonna put it in that anymore. There's that heartbreak. And there's other heartbreaks where it's like the heartbreak that comes from ourselves. The heartbreak that comes from realizing, oops, I did it again. I played with my heart. The heartbreak that comes from just realizing that, wait a minute, hold the phone. Did I do that again? Did I give in a way that was nowhere near understood, received, or appreciated? In Japan, there's a custom, and gifts are like very customary. But here's the difference. Gifts are deeply intentional. So every detail of the gift is thought about in detail. And I remember hearing this story about a business person. The person that was getting the gift was American. The person giving it was Japanese. And they had gone through the trouble to learn where this person was born and gifted them this beautiful carving of, I don't remember what the carving was of, but this symbolic carving made from wood that was native to this person's home. Going back to sight and acknowledgement. For someone who doesn't take the time to see and deeply understand what is being given to them, it's a pretty carving. In that situation, that person did not see. The American did not fully appreciate the gift and kind of was like, oh, this is nice, and sort of like threw it on the table. And the Japanese person was offended by that. How do you not see what I see? Or how have you not taken the time to understand and be inquisitive about the depth of care and attention that I'm showing to acknowledging you? So how does heartbreak relate to this? And how is heartbreak a silent killer of dreams? Because heartbreak can take you out. When we lose people we love to death or to separation or to choice, when we lose or put our all into a business venture, a creative venture, and we watch it fall apart. I remember a loved one, I remember watching him, and in hindsight, I would call it mental illness, literally unravel in front of me. And it was in that moment that I knew that not only was our relationship over, but there was this part of me that had compassion And that hurt deeply to see someone in such a, what felt like a manic, like this person reverted to like 5 years old, to see someone I love completely go back to that place. But there was also the heartache of realizing the person that I thought I was with, I may never have access to. And there's that loss of loving someone through the struggle that they're in and simultaneously mourning the loss of all the things that their current state implies. Heartbreak is not black and white. Heartbreak is the moments when you realize that the things you've waited on or nourished or been growing, that those seeds do not bloom. Heartbreak is the letdown of realizing you're not who you thought you were, or you're not as far ahead as you thought you were. Heartbreak are the moments when you sit and you realize and you allow yourself to see and feel just how deeply and just how truly you care, whether it's reciprocated or not. How is this a silent sniper, potentially, to your dreams? Because over time, heartbreak has an impact not only on your spirit, not only on your body, but on your faith, on your ability to believe that you can choose correctly, on your ability to trust. They say that if we love, there will also be pain. There will be heartbreak, because even if people or things never let us down, they ultimately end. I'm not telling you something that you don't know. In their physical form, they end. All things change. But it's the betrayal, and it's the moments when we feel lied to, or where we feel like we lied to ourselves. That degree of heartbreak challenges our ability to trust what we see, what we sense, what we feel. That's why gaslighting is so not only pervasive, but mind. Because as people who can feel and see and perceive on multiple levels, and to be told consistently, that's not true. It's like someone wearing a red shirt and you're like, oh, nice shirt. And they're like, I'm not wearing a shirt and it's not red. What? Heartbreak can indicate the ways that we're separate or differ from others. Heartbreak can show the places where people, ourselves included, are not willing to be honest with ourselves, where we want more or less and someone else wants more or less, that the things we look at are not the things we see, that the things we see are not what we truly look at. Heartbreak is a physical, spiritual, emotional pain. So there's two invitations here. We're going to quickly speak about acknowledging the heartbreak in your own life, and then simultaneously how to protect yourself, because I feel like there's this thought of like, well, if we are open and we're givers, like, should we protect ourselves? Should we close ourselves off from being loving? Isn't that a non-spiritual principle? No, not in my opinion, darling, not in my opinion. Look at your life and ask yourself what heartbreak has lived in your story and in your experience that you're maybe still carrying, holding on, or have not let go of today. Because if you're still holding on to it, you're equally carrying the mistrust that comes with it, the stories that you tell yourself about it. But deeper than that, the betrayal that maybe you feel towards yourself, that breakup that just floored you, the multiple relationships that didn't work, and yet you believed. You believed. Again, remember, believing in your dreams. It doesn't matter what you're believing in. If your belief is shot, it affects all areas. And then the repercussions from that heartbreak. For me, some of the biggest and worst breakups, and not just breakups, but the heartache of acknowledging who I thought I was and who I was not in those moments. Of what they say that what you allow, what you tolerate, you support. What you tolerate, you support. There were so many relationships and people that I had let into my life that deeply challenged my faith in myself, my sense of self-worth, that literally left me homeless in financial disarray. And because they were so impactful to the kind of person that I am, it took me years to rebuild. Now, heartbreak may not be the thing for you that has this type of impact. But if you are anything like me, my sensitive, highly sensitive people with a purpose, my creatives with a higher purpose, that you are led The feelings are not facts, they say, but you know deep down that feelings are callings, that deeper gut feeling that you give from a place of sincerity, that you trust. These things can leave you not only questioning why you're here, but what you're able to achieve. And it is important that you acknowledge the moments in your life that have challenged deeply who you believe you are and where you stand today. And if you have not acknowledged that and worked through that and come to a place of fullness, and people talking about, you got to have a full, fill your cup, blah, blah, blah. Yes, 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 yes. But I'm talking deeper than that. I'm talking about that deep place where when you're quiet at night, you say to yourself, why not me? Because you gave your all. You saw your all. And you did your best from a place that feels so sincere and pure to you that you just can't wrap your head in that moment around what it was that messed it up. Those heartbreaks. Because when those cracks are not acknowledged, they permeate every single thing you go to create moving forward. And I'm going to be clear with you. I'm not here telling you this show because I think that I'm going to help you make $1 million or because I want you to go be the next Rihanna or the next Tony Robbins. I don't give up about any of that. But what I do care is that you're here with a purpose and that if you are here in this lifetime, in this moment, living your life, that there's a reason for your presence and that you have a purpose and I'm here to help. And I am here to help guide you with your voice to be yourself, to be your truest self and fullest expression, not as a vain attempt at being somebody, but as the deepest part of you that knows you are here to serve. It's not because I think that if you become all that you are, that somehow that is going to give you greater value. No, that value is innate. I cannot add to that nor take from that for you, and neither can you. But you can share it. So when you get to the cracks of that heartbreak that has permeated these deep parts of your soul and your spirit that lead you to question why you're here and if you can even do the things that deep down inside that when night comes and you're quiet and you really listen to the crickets and the space, you know you're here for something. Don't let heartbreak or people's inability to see what you see challenge your gift of sight. Do you understand me when I say this? Do not let other people's unwillingness, unreadiness, inability to challenge in such a way that you stop believing in your gifts. Now, your gifts may not be perfectly honed, which brings me to the second part about protection. And we're going to do another episode on that because this episode, not long enough to do that. So we're going to tune into next week's episode, my friends. Okay. Next week's episode, all about protecting your heart, protecting what matters to you. Because I'm a strategic person and the strategy in this is if you know what takes you out the most, it might also be equally linked to your greatest gifts. I have a huge heart. I got heart energy flying everywhere. Boop, 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 boop. People will frequently tell me, lots of nice things about the heart. We're not going to go there. Heart energy is a big energy for me. So as much as I have that to give, when you take a big man out, he falls hard, right? Protection's about knowing that because sometimes your greatest gifts and your greatest skills are your greatest vulnerabilities. You're not wrong to protect that. I'm not saying to be closed off, but I'm saying protect it, honor it, know what it is, and acknowledge what those cracks are that have challenged the deepest parts of you, the parts of you that have broken, where your heart has broken and you've questioned humanity. It's not going to be the same for everyone. It might be when you walk into a room and you feel and grew up feeling like people don't like me and I don't know why. It doesn't matter what I do, whether it's because of the color of my skin, the way my voice sounds, something about me that challenges them. They hate me. I can feel it radiate from them. That can challenge the foundation of who you are. Whether it be that you stick up for people that you feel are less, that are at a greater disadvantage from you. And that because you stand for the underdog, other people who don't like that dislike you too. That can challenge your ability to see because you're doing something good, right? So why are these people coming at you? I remember as a kid going into cafeteria senior year, and we were doing this senior thing, and I was there to volunteer. And this person who had at one point been one of my best friends stood up in the middle of the cafeteria. I had a falling out with different friends. She stood up and she looked at me and she yelled, "I told you not to come here." It can be moments like that where you don't understand going into that heartbreak, going into those places where your first love, a relationship that you gave your all. And this isn't about blaming, but it's understanding where those cracks are, because if it goes unchecked, it will expand and expand until what sits on it falls inside. I love you so much, y'all. This is such an important topic. I didn't plan on talking about this today, but you know how it is on this show. We just dive into all the really good things and we use strange backdrops that don't really 100% make sense. And we wear earrings of different sizes. And the important thing is that you're here with a purpose and I'm here to help y'all. And this is all about believing in your dreams, believing in yourself, being who you truly are, not because you need to prove anything, but because who you are is magnificent and you have something to give to the world. If that's why you're born, well, we get to get you into shape to bring it to life, don't we? Okay? Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Please share this with 3, 5, 15 of your fellow creatives with a higher calling, your fellow sensitive dreamers who are walking this path too, and connect. Follow me on Instagram at I am Lalita, and if you feel called to, shoot me an email, say hello. I love to hear from different listeners, get show ideas, and know that this is impacting you. And if you haven't had a chance yet, please subscribe. Subscribing lets me know that you love the content, that you love the messages, and it lets me know to keep going. Because just like you, I'm listening to my heart, following my dreams, and following my purpose. It is an honor every week to be on this journey with you, and thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.